This episode of Our Fair City is brought to you by Basecamp. When you use Basecamp to run projects, people know what to do, people know where things are, and you stay on top of everything all the time. Hello, Loyal Policies. This is HeartLife Executive Producer Jeffrey Gardner. I wanted to take a quick moment to share a few things before this episode. Today's show was recorded live at the 2015 Convergence Convention at our Sunday Mainstage performance. Thank you again so much to Convergence for hosting us. We'll be there again in 2016, speaking on panels and doing a special recording session for Season 7 Crowd Sounds. We hope you'll stop by and say hi. If you want to support Our Fair City, head to iTunes or whatever podcast service you're using and leave us a rating and review. You can also find merch available on our web store at OurFairCity.com. And thank you so much for your continued support. And now, without further ado, the Archibald Funny Pants Radio Hour, live at Convergence 2015.
Give extra special care and attention to the little guy. in the distance. His last message to me was tracks in the snow. Now it's been a long while. I lost him in exile. When love is forbidden, there's nowhere to go. He was an agent that worked for the company. He sought out trouble and made it disappear. I know he tortured and murdered for money, but no one did nothing, 'cause I wish he were here. But no
What?
Well, it's
you believe that?
Nope.
Too bad you won't be coming with us to see the tower.
The tower?
Oh, sure. It's not like it's a big deal or anything. Just a tower cleanup job on level 12.
Level 12?
I wonder if we'll see the sky.
Yeah.
But Boggy here wouldn't be interested in that. She's too busy looking for a mystery.
Oh, can I come, please?
I didn't think you were keen on cleaning tunnels or digging tunnels. Or patching tunnels.
I am very keen. Can I come, please?
Well, all right then. If it's okay with Shale.
Suppose.
Boggy was keen, dear listener, but not on the splendor of the tower or on any mole work. No, friends. Boggy was keen because she knew that surely, if there was a mystery afoot anywhere in the city, it was afoot in the lofty, carpeted offices of the corporate tower. So, up she climbed with Iggy and Shale.
Oh, I think the air is thin up here.
What floor are we on?
Two.
And as they climbed, Boggy kept her beady eyes open for any mystery.
Well, there must be a mystery here somewhere.
And that's when, passing by an air duct, Boggy heard two human voices talking.
Did you check out the usual suspects?
Yeah. No slime, so this wasn't a mold outbreak. Not a wolf attack either, this high up.
Then what the hell was it, Nash?
Special Agent Gulliver Nash!
Could have been a spoiled picnic. Could have been a rogue policy commander. I just don't know yet.
Find out! Three people are dead! I don't want to have to fill out any more fatality reports!
I don't think we're ever going to find an answer for this one, sir. I investigated thoroughly. There wasn't a single clue left behind.
Just get it done, Nash! Solve murders mean less paperwork!
Yes, sir.
Young Boggy, dear friends, was a scene of horror. The smell of leather chairs was still faintly detectable under the pungent odor of the viscera splattered across the table. Boggy saw limbs that had been hacked at and then pulled off at her feet. She saw a hand with each of its five fingers snapped off. It looked as though someone had jumped on the torsos after the limbs had been severed, causing the entrails to erupt from them like confetti.
body parts. Now examine the walls and floor for clues.
Of course, sir. Sir? Please, if you don't mind me asking, what are you doing?
Since you asked, this is a detective's technique for solving crimes. I'm wiping for fingerprints.
Oh, I see.
Aren't you smart for a subhuman? Dusting is an outdated technique nowadays. We wipe.
Oh, I see. Well, how does it work?
You're very curious.
Well, I read your book.
Did you?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right, what can you tell me about this crime scene?
Oh, a chance to prove myself. Well, gosh, let's see. Three victims, disemboweled and dismembered. 5 or 6 hours ago?
And what makes you say that?
A clouding in the eyes, and the, pooling of the blood inside the limbs. Ugh.
Very good. What do you know about the murderer?
Well, there are no hesitation wounds on the body. Well, this is someone who has done this before. Well, someone who enjoys it.
Interesting.
Well, from the angle of this cut, we can infer that the assailant was, say, 180 centimeters tall? Well, about your height. Well, he or she mustn't rule anything out. Slashed downward, like this.
I see.
And the assailant will have been left-handed, also like yourself.
Am I?
Yes, I noticed you used your left hand to wipe for prints. Well, actually, I say you'd match what we know about the murderer in almost every respect. Well, isn't that a funny coincidence? sir, I wouldn't come any further. You'll get blood on your nice shirt. Although, I do happen to notice you've already got some on there. Dried blood, that is, so... Well, that would mean it was at least several hours old. Sir?
You're quite good, you know. As good as me, maybe.
Oh, wow.
It's just too bad. I don't kill moles as a rule. There's no... But then you're not like most moles. You notice things. You know things.
What?
You know too much.
Someone called for a cleanup job?
Hey, Shale! Oh, thank the directors you're here. It's Gulliver Nash, and he's about to kill me.
Can't say I'm surprised, but with you trying to be a detective at all.
Yep.
You guys!
Now, here are some sensible moles who know their place.
Well, and I know my rights. Any mole can appeal her termination to a human policy supervisor.
What in the sweet earth are you talking about?
Boggy, it is correct. According to subsection 324 of the Mole Handbook, she has the right to place the named policy, Mr. Gulliver Nash, under a temporary subordinate's arrest so that a fair and timely appeal may be carried out. Passed on the 43rd day of the first quarter of the 116th fiscal cycle, it was a great day for all mole kind.
Well,
yeah. Yep.
If that's the rules, then we've got your back, Boggy.
Oh, thank you, Edney, Shale. You're the best friends a mole could ask for. Well, as for you, Gulliver Nash, will you come quietly?
I wouldn't dream of denying you due process.
And so, the trio of moles enthusiastically escorted the screen-safe agent down the winding hallway until they came to the door of Commander Anderson.
What is it now, Nash?
I demand that you arrest this man.
A mole? How dare you address me directly?
I have the right under Mole Regulation 324.
This mole killed those people. She wants to appeal my decision to summarily terminate.
Well, I did no such thing.
Then who did?
None other than Special Agent Gulliver Nash himself.
Uh-huh.
No, truly. Oh, the coagulated blood on the insole of his left shoe coincides with the time of death, which I calculated through biometric analysis. The wounds on the body are consistent with an assailant of Mr. Nash's height and strength. And moreover, the defendant admitted his guilt to me not 20 minutes ago.
Nash? That right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is.
Right. Kill them all. Have the other two clean it up.
Yes, sir.
Not here, you idiot. You'll make a mess. Nash, you got lucky this time. We can pin it on the mole. Next time you decide to murder policies, you better have your scapegoat lined up before you take your little blood. bloodbath. Understood?
Get out.
And so, hauling Boggy the Mole by the scruff of her neck, Gulliver Dash strides off once again into the shadows and dark corners of the tower.
What? No! Igni! Shale! Stop him! No!
Sorry, Boggy, but there's nothing we can do. They followed the rules.
Yep.
But...
We can all learn from the tale of Boggy the Mole Person. Remember that, high or low, we all have our place within Hard Life. It is our job to be the best at whatever occupation Hard Life hands us. And when Hard Life gives you lemons, clearly they want you to have lemons. Oh, come on! That last statement was not endorsed by the Hard Life Company. It was the opinion of Archibald Funny Pants, policy number 2278 Delta 6. This program is under the sole jurisdiction of the Hard Life Company. Hard Life, all the lies you'll ever need! Hard Life gives us lemons, we should endeavor to make those lemons into whatever Hard Life dictates. So kids, remember to do your part and keep your place, lest you end up like Boggy did. All right, Mr. J, let's play them something that won't make the buzzer go off. What's the most corporately compliant tune we have?
I will comply.
That'll do it.
So proud of my daughter, Susie. Then she tried corn. Now I have it.
12 Funny Pants, Policy Number 2278 Delta 6. This program is under the sole jurisdiction of the Heart Life Company. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need! Thank you. Oh, thank you. This week, our tale of horror features those pranksters of the New Dressable Prairie, Harlan and Chris, in the lives of the PWCs. No, it doesn't. Okay. This week, our tale of horror features Judy and Bobby, two algae farmers whose day takes a turn for the worse when their sector goes on lockdown due to an outbreak of mold. We know the tale of Bobby and Judy only through the voice recordings they saved and archived by the Heart Life Corporation. They themselves were never seen alive again. All we know for certain is that their day began as it always did. They were young, healthy policies, punting their small boat across the algae fields towards a rich colony that was ready for harvest.
Well, this sure is swell, isn't it? I derive great satisfaction from working hard for Heart Life. Don't you, Judy?
Oh, I sure do, Bobby. I bet if we really put our backs into it, we can have this whole algae colony harvested before the end of the shift. Oh, could anything be better than that, Bobby?
Actually, I can think of something. If we're finished early, I know a little outcome for the algae is luminescent. Maybe we could...
Warning! Warning! Biohazard detected. Containment protocols now in effect. Proceed to the nearest quarantine shelter, or you will die. You will die. You will die.
Do you hear that, Bobby?
We'd better go! Inside, quickly!
Well, what does it feel like?
I guess I don't know. sure that's it. By the directors, it's not.
Oh, well, maybe it's just me.
No, stop. I'm serious.
Well, I thought you liked me.
I do. But, Judy, I want you to feel my forehead.
Oh, don't be silly.
Come on now, I checked you. It's only fair.
Oh, Bobby, you're...
Burning up, aren't I?
No. No, you're just a little warm, is all.
Let me just sit.
You're still sweating.
No. Oh, no.
Bobby?
Showing the symptoms, Judy. I'm contaminated.
Oh, you've just got algae poisoning. Oh, or the flu.
The spores are building up in my body, Judy. I'm sweating, feverish, and all I want to do is lean against that wall so I can graft onto it and vent my spores.
But you're just tired.
Judy, when I go, you'll be infected, too. The spores are airborne, and we're sealed in.
But Bobby, you're not sick.
I am, Judy, but I won't let you get sick, too. Please, take this rock. Right here. One good hit should do it.
No, I can't.
You can, Judy. Do it for me.
Just hold on. They'll come for us. They'll help you.
There is no cure. You have to kill me.
But this was our first quarantine together. I thought there'd be more.
I wanted that too, Judy. But I don't want to hurt you, to vaporize and turn into a cloud of deadly spores. Do it for me, Judy. Take the rock. Take it! Strike now! Don't hesitate! Just do it! Judy! I...
and donate today. Imagine the satisfaction and peace of mind that it will bring you. Ask yourself, have I sacrificed all I can for the good of the company? Have I really?
What a wonderful program. And speaking of giving back, all of us here at the Archibald Funny Pants Variety Hour would like to thank you for tuning in. To show our appreciation, we're going to try something new tonight. We're going to interview a member of the audience, selected entirely at random, and highlight you, the regular, hard-working policy. All right, I see Mr. J has found someone for us. Great. Thank you for joining us today, sir.
Jim McDaniel.
Jim, all right, good round of applause for Jim. And what do you do for the company, Jim?
I'm a corporate compliance officer. Oh, and actually, I have a question for you, Archie.
You do?
Yes, do you participate in the Heart Life Gives Back program?
What?
Do you give back to Heart Life?
Well, I like to think I give back in a lot of ways.
Just not this one.
Well, I haven't signed up for the program yet, but of course I'm going to.
Actually, Archie, I happen to have an enrollment form right here.
You do, do you?
I do. As a public figure, a significant donation might behoove you.
Please, I have a family. I use my discretionary credits to feed my daughter.
What? Don't understand. Approved progeny receive a food allotment from the company. What aren't you telling us?
No, she's not approved. I'm all she's got, please. We follow the rules. She doesn't even listen to this program. Now just leave us this.
That sounds like a you problem.
Look, mister, you can't come on my show and bully me like this. I do good work for your company, and I can use my discretionary credits however I want.
It's your company, too, Ms. Funny Pants.
Oh, but not my daughter's. Is that it? You get my time and my talent. You tell me what I can and can't say. You force me to parrot their propaganda, and now you want me to do it for free? I'm not a mole person. Too much. Yeah, go ahead. Buzz me. I'm through. Don't give up your discretionary credits, people. We work too hard. They could give us more if they wanted to.
That was three, Miss Funny Pants. Now might be a good time to cooperate.
You set me up.
Oh, no, not me. We.
I give back to Heart Life.
I give back to Heart Life.
We give back to Heart Life.
Policies. We can all learn from Archie's story. She alone is responsible for her unapproved child. The company must not suffer for her mistake. Through Heart Life, we survive, and our first duty must be to the company.
But I'm sure Archie has learned her lesson, is now ready to enroll in the Heart Life Gives Back program. Isn't that right?
Sure. Where do I sign?
Right here. Oh, and, Archie, I seem to remember the buzzer sounding three times.
But I signed.
We're all responsible for our actions, Archie.
I have them right here.
Well, that's our show tonight. How about a big hand for our special guest, Jim McDaniel?
All the life you'll ever need. Tune in next week. And until then, remember that nothing is more important than family coming together
for the good of Heart Life.
Well, I remember when I was a kid, I watched what my parents did. They did their best, made the company proud.
Yes, they did.
Well, Mama dug algae from the pool. Dad taught policies in school. Get together in a family circle, sing it loud. Daddy sang bass.
Mom sang tenor.
Me and little brother joined right in there.
Little sister, we lost down the hall.
Little
whoops. When times were hard and things looked bad, I just listened to my mom and dad. All the life you'll ever need and all the soul. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. Bye, bye, oh, bye, bye. brother, we join right in there in the sky.
Bass.
Mom.